Blog Talk Radio.
Take a step, not knowing I'd lose my best friend. But I'd rather live right than in hell lift up my eyes. All God's children to stand, tell somebody, say, you stand. Yeah, Lord, stand for holiness.
For holiness. Stand for righteousness.
And be counted,
and be counted among them that shall reign with Him.
Hey,
stand with friends our Lord. Stand with your all.
And believe
He shall receive His own.
Take a stand, not believing, at least some of my friends. And I would rather, live right, burn in hell, lift up my eyes. All of our children to stand, stand. Everybody saying that you stand. Oh, stand for holiness.
Stand for holiness.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God in the name of Jesus. I'm truly honored and blessed on today to be before you once again, given the opportunity, praise God, to continue reading God's holy word. The word of God says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. And we take that time, praise God, to come forth to read the word of God from Genesis to Revelation. And currently we are in the King James Version of translation. We're right now in 1 Timothy, praise God. And as we continue moving forward, reading the epistle of Paul, who is, of course, the apostle to Timothy, he has written and recorded the word in 1 Timothy. Praise God. Once again, I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. We also roll with the ministry associated with Monument of Hope and Deliverance. Praise God, where we truly stand and believe that hope, and we do mean hope, changes everything. We truly, once again, thank God for you taking time on this evening to come forth to continue hearing the word of God. I want to once again give honor to God, who's definitely the head of my life. And then, of course, I want to acknowledge my wife. Oh, my God. My wife, Lady Diane Shaw. She is truly an anointed woman filled with the Holy Spirit to do works and services in the name of Jesus to help those that are not able to help themselves. And as we are joined together, praise God, we come to be as one, where, praise God, as the man and as the head, and as recognizably speaking, my wife and I are one. But as a man, I have a responsibility as her husband to be in oneness with God. And it's in that and through that that we have a three chord. And the word of God says that a three chord is hard to break. And so with my wife, with my God, in the name of Jesus, coming together and sharing the word, praying with each other, and trusting the power and the anointing of the Spirit of God in our life upon our marriage, we continue to be in alignment. And I thank God. And it's through that that we're able to receive our blessings. We recognize that Brother Tony Evans has acknowledged in his word, Kingdom Man, that, praise God, we have to be in alignment with God. If you want to get blessed, do righteous unto God as being a husband to your wife, because the word of God says that men ought to love their wives as Christ loved the church. And he died for the church. And that responsibility is one that has bestowed upon us as husbands as we carry on that burden or at that responsibility, not a burden, but the responsibility to handle that which is so cherished and sweet to us, and that our wives. I love my wife, and I thank God for her. And that's why I want to honor her in the name of Jesus on this day. But once again, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice as always and be glad in it. Tomorrow's not promised. We take much time and focus on those things that are tangible on today, but we need to focus and stir up prayers for heaven, because it's that only lasts eternally. That which is stored up in heaven is for God, and we must instill the power and the anointing through the Spirit of God to continue to pray to our Father, which art in heaven. In the name of Jesus. Once again, I want to acknowledge those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, even those that are out there in South Korea, those that are in Canada. Praise God. We recognize those as we've seen our as we look into our notice that we have those in Egypt are listening to our radio shows. Praise God. And we thank those that are in, praise God, Germany, and those that are in France. Thank God. And we just want to acknowledge those that are in the European nations. They're also paying attention to our programs. We thank God for that. And we also want to acknowledge those that are home here in the United States. God bless each and every one of you. Once again, I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. And we come forth bringing your word Monday through Friday at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. Amen. That's Monday through Friday, 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. Now, sometimes we go maybe a little later, but we normally let you know that we were late or going to be late. But it's only for reasons that happen beyond my control. But thank you for continuing to support and be with us on that. If you desire to support a ministry here at David and Diane Ministry and Friends, please feel free. Not only support us if you desire financially or a love token, but also just hearing our messages and so on, even in that of the archives, because we pray for you all the time. But if you desire to send a love token, it's shawdavid1968@yahoo.com. That's shawdavid1968@yahoo.com. And that goes into the account for the services of paying for a blog talk and helping those that are in need and just helping our ministry in general. We're a small ministry. We're not huge, but we help those that in some cases can't help themselves. So thank God. We appreciate your prayers most definitely. And as we continue forth reading the word of God out of the 1 Timothy, let us pause for a moment and pray. Keeping in mind of the sick and shut in, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, as we come before you on this evening, we know in the name of Jesus, God, that you sit high and you look low upon the earth in the name of Jesus, knowing that the universe is your throne in the name of Jesus, knowing that the earth is your footstool. And we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, as you rest upon us, we ask that you cover us with your blood, trusting and believing in you, for you are God all by yourself. And we pray in the name of Jesus, asking that you forgive us of our sins, cleansing us of all of our unrighteousness, O God. And we just trust that you fill us and continue to be upon us with your Holy Spirit. As we recognize you in all of what we do, we give you truly all praise, honor, and glory as we pray for those that are sick and shut in on today. We pray for the elderly, dear God, that are unable to move around or even care for themselves, Lord God. We even come forth praying for those in the name of Jesus who are incarcerated in our jails or in our prisons or in our youth facilities, Lord God. We pray that those that are healing from a drug treatment center, we ask that you give them mercy and grace upon their spirit and soul, helping them to get stronger to be more Christ-like. Lord God, we be so careful to truly give you all praise, honor, and glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Praying for those that are sick as well. Heal them, God. Deliver those that are addicted in Jesus' name. We give you praise, honor, and glory now and forever. Amen. Praise God. Once again, praise God. And as always, we acknowledge, praise God, that I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. And praise God, we do have a word coming forth this weekend, this Sunday, praise God. And I strongly encourage you. I strongly encourage you, and I strongly encourage you to tune in and hear the awesome anointed word of God coming from Lady Diane Shaw. The anointing is truly blessed and upon her because God is just opening up doors in Jesus' name. She also not only takes care of her elderly, but she also is going to school continuously. And we truly thank God for that. Asking that you continue to pray for her for that strength as she continues to press on in Jesus' name. She is truly a soldier in the army of the Lord. Timothy Chapter 1, let us read.
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God, our Savior, and Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope, unto Timothy, my own son, in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace, from God our Father and Jesus Christ, our Lord. As I besought thee and abide still at Ephesus when I went unto Macedonia, that thou mightest charge some that they teach no other doctrine, neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies which men are questions, rather than godly edifying which is in faith. So do. Now, the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart and of a good conscience and of faith unfeigned, from which some having served have turned aside unto vain jingling, desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say, nor will they affirm, but we know that the law is good if a man use it lawfully. Knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless of disobedience, for the ungodly and for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men stealers, for liars, for perjurers, persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust. And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did not ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance. conversation. The Christ Jesus going to the well to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Howbeit, for this call I obtain mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show for all longsuffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecy which went before on thee, that thou be the mightiest war, a good warfare, holding faith, and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck, of whom is Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have delivered unto Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme. Timothy chapter 2. I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty, for this is good and acceptable in the Spirit of God, our Savior, in the sight, who will have all men to be saved and to come into the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for to be testified in due time, whereunto I am ordained a preacher and an apostle. I speak the truth in Christ and lie not, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith, in verity. I will therefore let men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting, in like manner also, that women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with braided hair or gold or pearls or costly array, but which becometh woman professing godliness with good works. Let the woman learn in silence with all subjection. But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to use up authority over the man, but to be in silence. For Abraham was first formed, and Adam was not deceived, but the woman, being deceived, was in the transgression. Notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing, if they continue in faith and charity and holiness with soberty. 1 Timothy chapter 3.
This is a true saying. If a man desires the office of a bishop, he desireth a good work. A bishop
then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach, not given to wine, no striker, not greedy of filthy lucre, but patient, not a brawler, not covetous, one that ruleth well his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity. For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? Not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride, he fall into the condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without, lest he fall into reproach in the snare of the devil. Likewise, most the deacons be grave, not double-tongued, not giving too much wine, not greedy of filthy lucre, holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience, and let these also fast be proved. Then let them use the office of the deacon, being found blameless. Even so must their wives be grave, not slanderers, sober, faithful in all things. Let the deacon be the husband of one wife, ruling their children and their own house well. For they that have used the office of a deacon well purchased to themselves a good decree and great boldness in the faith which is in Christ Jesus. This things which write I unto thee, hoping to come unto thee shortly. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth, and without controversy, great in the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believe on the world, receive up into glory. 1 Timothy chapter. Now, the Spirit speaketh expressly that in later times some shall depart from the faith, even heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience snared with the hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from meats which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused, if it be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. If they put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather than unto godliness. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. This is the faithful saying, and worthy of all exceptions. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. These things command and teach. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word and conversation and charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that they, profiting my apostle, take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. 1 Timothy chapter 5. Rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father, and a younger man as brethren, the elder woman as mother, and the younger as sisters, with all purity. Honor widows that are widows indeed. But if any widow have children or nephews, let them learn first to show piety at home, and to requite their parents, for that is good and acceptable before God. Now she that is a widow indeed and desolate trusteth in God, and continueth in supplication and prayers night and day. But she that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth. And these things give in charge, that they may be blameless. But if any provide not for his own, and specifically for those of his own house, he has denied the faith, and is worse than an infidel. Let not a widow be taken into a number under 80 years old, having been the wife of one man, well reported of for good workers, if she hath brought up children, if she had lodged strangers, if she had washed the saints' feet, had believed and relieved and afflicted, if she have diligently followed every good work. But the younger widows refuse. For when they have begun to work, waiting against Christ, they will marry, having damnation, because they have cast off their first faith. And withal they learn to be idle, wandering about from house to house, and not only idle, but toddlers also, and busybodies, speaking things which they ought not. I will therefore that the younger women marry their children. Go out and guide the house. Give none occasion to the adversary to speak reproachfully. For some are already turned aside after Satan. If any man or woman that believe have widows, let them relieve them. And let not the church be charged that it may relieve them that are widows indeed. Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. For the scripture saith, thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treadeth out the corn. And the laborer is worthy of his reward. Against another, against an elder, receive not an accusation, but before two or three witnesses. Them that sin rebuke before all, and others also may fear. I charge thee before God, and the Lord Jesus Christ, and the elect angels, that thou deserve these things without preferring one before another, doing nothing by partiality. Lay hands suddenly on no man, neither be partaker of other men's sins. Keep thyself pure. Drink no longer water, but use a little wine for thy stomach's sake and thine often infirmities. Some men's sin are open beforehand, going before the judgment. And some men they allow and follow after. Likewise, also the good workers of some are manifest beforehand, and they that are otherwise cannot be hid. 1 Timothy chapter 6. Let as many servants as are under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor, that the name of God and his doctrine be not blasphemed. And they that have believed masters, let them not despise them because they are brethren, but rather do them service, because they are faithful and beloved partakers of the benefit. These things teach and exhort. If any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to the godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but doubting about questions and strife of words. Well, cometh envy, strife, railings, evil, surmising, perverse, disputing of men of corrupt minds, and destitute of the truth, supposing to gain his godliness. For such withdraw thyself, but godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. Both they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which, while some covet it after, they have it from the faith, and pierce themselves through with many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, flee things. Flee the follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold of eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quicketh all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession, that thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is in his time he shall show, who is the blessed and the only potentate, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, who only have immortality, dwelling in the light which no man can approach or to. No man has seen, nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. Charge them that are rich in this world, that they be put high-minded, not be high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy, that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science falsely so called, which some professing have erred concerning the faith. Grace be with thee. Amen. Amen. Praise God. That's going to conclude the reading of 1 Timothy. And we will pick up again. Praise God. On Monday. And we will continue forth reading his word, 2 Timothy. As a matter of fact, I tell you what, we're going to go ahead and read 2 Timothy now. Amen. We're going to go ahead and read 2 Timothy. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Let us read.
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God, the Father, and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, who I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers, night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy when I call to remembrance the unfeigning faith that is in thee, which dwelleth first in thy grandmother Lois and their mother Eunice. And I am persuaded that
in thee also. Wherefore, I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who hath saved us and called us with the holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus, because the world began before, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, whereunto I am appointed the preacher, and am apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles. For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know who I am, who I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against this day. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou have heard of him in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed unto us, keep by the Holy Ghost, which dwelleth in us. Dost thou knowest that all they which are in Asia be turned away from me, of whom are Pygius and Hermagians? The Lord give mercy unto the house one Sophrius, for he refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain. But when he was in Rome, he sought me out very diligently and found me. The Lord grant unto me that he may find mercy of the Lord in that day, and how many things he ministered unto me at Ephesus, thou knowest very well. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Though, therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that word tangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen thee to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for ministries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. The husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say. And the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds, but the word of God is not bond. Therefore, I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful, he cannot deny himself. Of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about words in no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane that vain babblings, for they will increase into more ungodliness, and their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have heard, saying that the resurrection already and overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal: the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. Amen. Therefore, purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strife, and the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, and meekness, introducing those that oppose themselves. If God peradventure will give them repentance to the knowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. 2 Timothy chapter 3. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, holy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, for such turn away. For of the sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led weight with divers lust, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do those also resist the truth. Men of corrupt mind, reprobate concerning the truth of faith. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifested unto all men, as these also was. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which come unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra. What persecution I endure, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution, and evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from the child thou hast known the Holy Scripture, which are able to make thee wise unto the salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. 2 Timothy chapter 4. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reproof, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap they themselves teachers, having itchy ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned into fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, due to the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Do they diligence to come shortly unto me? For Demas faith hath forsaken me, having loved his this reason. Well, and as departed into Thessalonica, Chris to Galatia, Titus unto Dalmatia. Only Luke
is with me.
Take Mark and bring him
to thee,
for he is profitable to me for the ministry.
And Tychius have I sent to Ephesus.
The cloak that I left at Trios Carpus, when thou comest, bring with thee, and the book. But especially the parchments. Alexander, the coppersmith, did me much evil. The Lord rewarded him according to his works, of whom be thou while also, for he hath greatly withstood our words. At my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear. And I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion, and the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto the heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Salute Prisca and Aquila and the household of one Cyprus, Erastus, Adope at Corinth, but Trophimus have I left at Miletus sick. Do thy diligence to come before winter. Eubulus greeteth thee, and Pudens, and Linus, and Claudia, and all the brethren. The Lord Jesus Christ be with thy spirit. Grace be with you. Amen.
Praise God. That's going to conclude the reading of 2 Timothy, praise God, on this evening. We're going to pick up on Titus, praise God, on Monday. Once again, we want to thank you for joining us on today with reading of the Word of God. God bless you. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. And I want to share with you, please be careful. Be careful traveling. And just love your family. Love your wives. Love your husbands. Love your children. Love your family. Love your mothers. Love your fathers. And just give God thanks. God bless you. Jesus loves you, and so do I. Be blessed. God bless you.
No weapon.